This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, no April Fool's joke here, guys, but Weight Watchers is no longer a diet company. Nope, the CEO says Weight Watchers is more of a healthcare company. That's just one of the branding changes going on in the multi-billion dollar diet industry in America, an industry that's being forced to rethink how it sells itself as it competes against newbies to the industry like free diet apps on smartphones. E.J. Schultz writes all about it in a new article in Ad Age. E.J., it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, nice to be here.
Let's start with Weight Watchers. They are changing their strategy. They're focusing more on healthy lifestyles than just weight loss. What's driving this?
I think it's the fact that, for one thing, the market size for weight management is just absolutely enormous. There's something like 40% of the people in the U.S. that are known to be, quote unquote, watching their diet. And if you add up all the companies involved in weight management, it adds up to something like $41 billion, according to a market researcher called Package Facts.
Wow.
So I believe it's just Weight Watchers trying to continue to grow their business in this ever-expanding market.
What about SlimFast? Evidently, they've got a new ad campaign coming out soon that focuses on sex. Really?
Right. They sort of get right to the point in what they believe the reason is people are watching their weight. They really sort of play up the so-called bedroom benefits of losing weight in a pretty provocative ad campaign.
You've seen the ads. What are they saying exactly?
Well, there's one ad that we've seen that shows sort of a silhouette of a woman. And then there's two sort of think clouds, or one actual speaking cloud that it comes out as she's saying, I want to get into my new pants. And then there's a sort of a thought bubble above her head that says, I want to get into someone else's pants. And the tagline is, get what you really want, SlimFast.
So this new focus that Weight Watchers has, that SlimFast has, do you think it's going to be enough to draw in people who are attracted to these sort of do-it-yourself programs that they're using on their mobile phones?
I think Weight Watchers is trying to position their company as something that if you join us, we will not only help you lose weight, we'll help you keep it off. They're probably hoping that people with the free apps maybe join for a day or two or a week or month and then just slowly forget about it. I think the fact is if you're paying for something, as in Weight Watchers, you're a little bit more invested and that you might be more likely to continue to stick with the program if you're seeing the steady results that they promise.
Do we know, EJ, whether these free apps are effective and whether they really are cutting substantially into the business of people like Weight Watchers?
We have actually heard Weight Watchers actually bring these apps up during earnings calls to describe sort of what was for them a slightly disappointing recent quarter. The first question, I guess it's not settled. I haven't seen any actual reports kind of looking at whether or not the do-it-yourself apps, you know, are actually working. However, I will say that Consumer Reports did a survey of its readers recently, and one of the apps called MyFitnessPal actually scored the best amongst readers. It scored an 83, and Weight Watchers scored something like a 74. But Weight Watchers did come out on top of the commercial plans.
E.J. Schultz writes for Advertising Age. E.J., thanks a lot.
Thank you.